Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, gathered the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday at this time by the grace of God. We thank the Lord for 20 years now we have been bringing these broadcasts to you. And we thank the Lord for this radio station, for all the prayers and provision. If this is your first time listening today, we say welcome to you. And if you've been a listener for many years, we thank you and we invite all of you to come back each and every Sunday. Make this a regular stop on your Sunday worship schedule. Today we're going to be talking about the importance of baptism, water baptism. And so this is an important subject, one that many people discuss and somewhat controversial, but the Bible is very clear about it and very detailed in describing it and the purpose of it and all of that. So we're going to be looking at that. So if you have your Bible today, turn it to Matthew chapter 3. We're going to start here in just a minute. Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Before we get into the message, just want to give you a brief update. What's going on here in Africa? Having very nice, beautiful weather, 80, 85 degrees every day, and a bit dry. We haven't had good rain for a couple of weeks now, which is typical for this time of year. It's the dry season. The rains will start to pick up toward the end of February, and then we go into the what they call the long rains, and we'll have rain until about June. And so we have all the children been working the last 2 weeks, getting about 25 to 30 children enrolled in school and getting all their school fees paid and lunch money paid. And for those that are in boarding school, or we have some in vocational technical training schools, we have to do shopping for them. So they're in a boarding type situation. And so it's been a busy last couple of weeks. We're going to probably start building a school here within the next week or two. And we have a piece of land and another one adjoining it that we're putting together for a primary school with a couple of hundred students. And so if you'd like to be a part of that project, we're going to need about $100,000 to get it built, get it going, get it stocked, all the things that we need to make a school a viable project. And so if you think you would be like to be a part of that, stay tuned to the end of this broadcast for contact information. Well, today we're going to be talking about the importance of baptism. Last week we talked about the basics of salvation. What does it mean to be saved? How do you get to that place where you can say and you can know that you are saved? And so the basics of salvation also includes the first step of obedience, which is water baptism. Some people erroneously think that if they've been baptized or confirmed at some point in their life, that they're immediately automatically saved. Well, that isn't always the case. It's not always true. And so it's important to know what baptism is and the place that it takes in your life, in your spiritual life. And also, if you're not baptized, what do you need to do to get baptized, and where do you need to go spiritually to include baptism in your spiritual walk? So we're starting today in Matthew chapter 3, and this is the first mention in the New Testament of baptism. And Matthew chapter 3 is a description of John the Baptist, the cousin of Jesus Christ. He wasn't a disciple, but he was a cousin of Jesus Christ, the forerunner who made way the coming of the Lord. And so John in verse 1 in chapter 3, in those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, 'The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" And so verse 4, it says, "Now John himself was clothed in camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. And so John was out in the wilderness. He was a bit of a eccentric, you would say. He was a loner, isolated. He was there to make the way, prepare the way for the Lord, and he had a sole mission, and that was to introduce Jesus Christ to the people and to introduce the concept of baptism to the people. And so in verse 5 it says, "Then Jerusalem and all Judea and the region around the Jordan went out to him and were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. And when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, 'You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore, bear fruits worthy of repentance.'" And so in those first 8 verses, we see the concept of repentance. Verse 2 says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And then in verse 6, they came out and they were baptized and they were confessing their sins. And then in verse 8, he tells the Pharisees, "Therefore, bear fruits worthy of repentance." And so this concept of repentance, the concept of confessing your sins, the concept of getting right before the Lord as you are baptized, this is the whole concept that introduces to us. This is the concept that we need to understand in a deep way, that the reason for baptism is to show to the world that our sins have been covered by the blood of Jesus. In other words, the cross of Jesus Christ, the blood that he shed, is the reason that we want to show to the world that we have been set right, that we have been cleansed, that our consciences are cleansed, that the blood of Jesus is sufficient to cover our sins, to wash our sins away. When you come to the understanding that you are a sinner, when you come to the understanding that you have been separated from God by your sins, that your iniquity and your sin has separated you from God, then you want to come back to God, you want to get right, you want to cleanse your conscience, you want to get right before the Lord, so when you stand before God, you can stand before him with a clean and a clear conscience. And so the idea then is that you repent of your sins. And repentance, John talks about it here, bring forth fruits worthy of repentance. In other words, he's telling the Pharisees, bring forth fruits in your life so that your life shows that you have repented of your sins, that your life shows that you have turned from your wicked ways. And that's what repentance means. It means turn about face or turn from your wicked ways. Some of you out there listening to me today, you've been walking with the devil for many years, maybe dealing drugs or stealing or lying and cheating in some ways. Some of you are fornicating and living a life of sin and sexual perversion. God wants to bring you to a place where you understand that you have to stand before God, make an account of your life, make account of your sins, and understand then that the blood of Jesus is sufficient to cover your sins, to wash your sins away. Jesus' blood was the atonement payment made for your sin. And so the Bible tells us in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And so you don't have to think you're the only sinner on the earth, that whatever you've done is so despicable, so unspeakable, that whatever you've done, you cannot come to the Lord, you cannot be forgiven of your sin, that there's no way God can accept you or bring you into the fold, into the sheepfold. That is a lie from the pit of hell. Whatever you've done is not too much for God to forgive. It's not too much for the blood of Jesus to cover. You come as you are to the cross. You come as you are to the Savior, and you ask the Lord to cover your sin, and you ask the Lord to forgive you, which he will most certainly do, and then the blood of Jesus is sufficient to cleanse you of all unrighteousness. And then you start on your Christian walk. You start day one, then striving to live a life of holiness. You're not going to be perfect. You're not going to be sinless, but you can strive to live a life of holiness, and the Holy Spirit will give you the power to say no to the temptation of the devil. The Holy Spirit will give you the power to get delivered and break free from the sins that have beset you and the sins that have been tormenting you, some of you for years and years, maybe even decades. And so the Holy Spirit will give you the counsel, the wisdom, and the power to say no, to take every thought captive and bring it down against the stronghold of the enemy. Bring those strongholds down and set you free. That is what deliverance is. And so when this has taken place in your heart, when you have come to the realization that you want to come back to God, you want to get right with God, you want to stand before God with a clean conscience, when this has already taken place in your heart, then you know it is time then to be baptized. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, it says in verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. And verse 13, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so it starts in your heart. With the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And so it starts in the heart. Your heart becomes convicted. That's the job of the Holy Spirit on the earth, to convict us of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Just as the wind blows each and every day, the wind goes here, it goes there. You don't know how it goes. You don't know how it came. And so that is the way the Holy Spirit works. You may be listening to this broadcast today. You don't have any plans to make any confession of faith. You think you're a good person. You don't think you need to take any steps to ensure and secure your salvation. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says, repent and be baptized, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Repent and be baptized for the remission or the rolling back or the covering of your sin, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Well, when the Pharisees came to John, here in Matthew chapter 3, this scripture that we're looking at, he tells them, therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance. And the Pharisees came to him. They were full of pride. They were full of religion. They were very good at keeping all the rules and all the regulations of the Old Testament, and that's where they thought their righteousness came from, was in keeping the law. And so they were experts at law keeping. They were experts at trying to live a law keeping life, but at the same time they were very much hypocrites. At the same time, they had separated themselves from God because they had so much pride in themselves that they could not see the Savior who was coming. They could not see the importance of John the Baptist, and so they went out to John. They were just following the crowd. They went out to John just out of curiosity. And some of you listening to me today, you're curious. You're not sure why you even tuned in this broadcast. Maybe it's just by accident. You were listening to this station last night and the radio is on. But I can tell you, God has a message for you. God has a purpose for you in your life. God has a destiny.